Covering Michigan from Houghton Hancock to Ludington to Ann Arbor, this is the Michigan Talk Network, the fearless pursuit of the truth.
Darling, you got to let me know. Should I stay or should I go? If you say that you are mine.
All right, welcome back to it. The Common Sense Hotline, I'm going to throw it open. 888-900-9966. 888-900-9966. Dick's Sporting Goods coming out and supporting an open ban. An open ban on so-called assault weapons. So here they are. They're coming out. They're going to do that. They're taking all of those weapons out of their stores. And they're full on. What do you think of it? Dick checking in from Ann Arbor. Dick, you don't own these stores, do you?
No relation whatsoever.
All right, just checking.
Thanks for having me on. I want to say this is such a case of the virtue signaling. It's hard to believe. The thing that's interesting is that Dick's Sporting Goods did the exact same thing back in 2012 after the Newtown, Sandy Hook Elementary shooting.
Yeah.
And they indicated that they were going to pull all the, assault rifles, which, of course, we know them as modern sporting rifles or semi-automatic rifles, and they were virtue signaling back then as well. But then 6 months later, or I want to say about 8 months later, in August of 2013, they did a spinoff brand called Field & Stream. And that store is owned by Dick's, and it's a chain, and it was loaded with AR-15s and AKs and PTR-91s and all sorts of different guns that they had, virtue signaled against just months previously. So this is, this is just an example of a company trying to jump on the bandwagon. I can say I haven't shopped in there since they made that original statement back then, and I won't ever, even if I'm buying a kayak or something else.
And there you go. Sure. I want to point something else out to you. The idea that this is a student movement should be laid to rest here. And Dick, I appreciate the call in because I think you're on it. The hotline number, 888-900-9966, Dick's Sporting Goods, supporting a ban on assault weapons. But I want to get to this movement for a moment. This movement, if you will, started by students, is now actually being organized, facilitated, and funded by Everytown USA, the anti-gun movement of Bloomberg, Giffords, which is the anti-gun movement put together by the Gabrielle Giffords, who was shot in an ambush. Move On, the wildly progressive organization. Planned Parenthood and Women's March LA. This all according to BuzzFeed. These are some of the organizations that are funding this alleged student movement and going to this March for Our Lives, which is March 24th, March for Our Lives. This rally being put together, and gee, you mean a few high school kids couldn't put together a national rally in Washington? No, apparently not. Apparently, it's being put together by all these left-wing organizations. Now, here's the other thing that I wanted to touch on, is that there are senators out there, including people like Bill Nelson of Florida, who say they want a gun ban that goes on for 100 pages. They want a gun ban that goes on for 100 pages. And there's a whole list of guns now that all of these folks want to ban. And I'm going to try to get that list for you because, well, it's not just an AR-15. It's not just an AK-47. It's a whole list of machinery and weapons and so forth that they would have you turn in, get rid of, because one of the things I read to you earlier was you would not be allowed to possess these things. You would not be allowed to possess these guns if this sort of a ban was pushed through. Now, is it likely to happen in this Congress? No. But just think about something. This is why the 2018 midterm elections are so important, because it's not just about banning a whole list of weapons. One list was more than 200 different weapons that I saw. But it's where do you go if the Senate and the House go liberal, go Democrat? Then where do you go? Let's go to Steve in Shaftsburg, Michigan. Steve, what's on your mind?
Hey, how's it going, Steve?
Good.
Hey, I just wanted to pass a quick thought on to you. Everybody's got their own ideas and their own principles, and that's fine. I would disagree with Dick's stand, but if they're going to take this stand, then what they ought to do is when they pull all this stuff off their shelf, they ought to send it right into the furnace and get rid of it. But I got $100 this corporate is going to liquidate it somehow, somewhere, which effectively puts a Rayback on the market anyway, so I don't think they're taking much of a stand.
No, that's correct. They're not going to saw those guns in half. They're gonna resell them and redistribute them. And what have they really done? Nothing. They put the money in their pocket.
They've done nothing.
Right. They put the money in their pocket, maybe a discounted price, but they're putting the money in their pocket and they'll buy other inventory and they will go along. You're exactly right. You nailed it, Steve. Thank you.
They're just strutting their peacock feathers.
They're all for attention. Look at me. And they, too, try to make hay out of something. But you're right. Unless they put them into a blast furnace, seems pretty disingenuous. That's a fair point you made, and I'll take a closer look at that. 888-900-9966. What do you make of Dick's Sporting Goods supporting a ban on, well, I don't know how many weapons. Whatever Congress comes up with, a ban on AR-15s and AK-47s and a whole host of other things. We'll see what happens. Donald Trump has signaled that he is willing to look at an increase in the buying age to 21 years. They're looking at an opportunity to do bigger background checks. President Trump has not gotten to a gun ban yet, but in this atmosphere, you don't know what might happen. I guess we'll keep a very close eye on what could happen, what might happen. But Dick's Sporting Goods, the latest example of a corporation willing to cave to these very left-wing organizations, because again, it's not the Parkland teens. It's a whole host of folks, including, by the way, the people that are so concerned about this, including, by the way, Russians, who, of course, are opposed to the Second Amendment in the United States, encouraging with their meddling and so forth, encouraging us to get rid of the Second Amendment. But the organizations, Everytown USA, Giffords, MoveOn.org, Planned Parenthood, and the Women's March LA, these are some of the big companies supplying funding, logistics, and everything else to this anti-gun movement that has, caught some momentum in recent days. 52 after, some final thoughts after this.